What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I am doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
Here at the Positive Truth, it is Feel Good Friday, where we have six feel-good positive news stories to end your Friday and start your weekend off on a great note. We got some bangers, as the kids would say. Before we get to that, make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, review. Tell your friends about the positive news that we bring here at the Positive Truth. Ah, that rhymed. And leave all the reviews so more people can find out about this positive news that we share three times a week. Every week, hopefully. What do you have for your first positive news story?
Man, my very first positive news story, I'm going to talk about Mr. Beast. He goes by the name of Mr. Beast on YouTube. If his real name is Jimmy Donaldson, I just found that out. But he's really famous on YouTube for doing all kind of positive things. And I think it's really cool. And this story is another positive thing that he just did. So he got involved with electric bikes. There's this company called Electric E-Bikes. And they teamed up together to give 600 individuals across America that are in need of an electric bike, a free bike. So what they had to do was go online, you had to register, and in a short video, explain why you needed this bike. And if they felt like the board members that they had felt like you needed the bike, they would just go ahead and send it to you. They would either send it to you in person, Mr. Beast himself, or they would mail it to you where you would get it on your front doorstep. To me, this was something super amazing because with his stage, his platform that he has built, he's took the time to give back to different communities all over the world, not just here in America. But I do think this is really awesome because electric bikes are actually becoming more and more popular. It's a means of transportation for a lot of people. And on top of that, it's helping keep our world a cleaner place, going green in 2024.
And less traffic. Giving back is always wonderful, which leads into my first Feel Good Friday positive news story about someone who's not famous on YouTube, but famous for singing, Dolly Parton. Hey. When she was a child, her favorite book was The Little Engine That Could. She loved it because it was a tale of perseverance, and she just loved it so much that it built her a love for books. So she started giving out a few years ago Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, where they send out books to everyone under the age of 5, one free book a month. In Virginia, this has expanded all the way throughout the whole entire state. New Congressman Kerry Conner came into office and she was like, I really want Virginia to boost its reading skills between every school in the entire state. To do that, I need to provide better reading resources and fund our schools to bolster the reading skills program. The Virginia Literacy Act supports the program, not just for 5 throughout the state. When she got in, she was like, all right, let's push it to 8th grade. She saw it as an amazing opportunity to get every student started and loving on reading because it's so important with brains are developing whenever they're younger. My favorite part, not just giving away the books, is the cost of this, Tim. Guess how much this costs to run a statewide program where they send one free book in the mail each month to every kid.
No idea. My guess would be like $400
a month. $26 per child. That's it. Why are we not doing this everywhere? We're already paying this tax. It's April. It's taxes anyway. I want my taxes going to this.
Take that.
What's funny is Dolly Parton says, I think that's too much. So she got private donors and was like, we're going to get that cost down to $13 per kid. And that's what she did. So she got a lot of donations. So now it's using less tax money, $13 per kid, and it's sending every kid a free book every single month. Absolutely wonderful job by Mr. Beast and Miss Parton.
Take that, world. Look at all these like celebrities, the celebrities of today anyways, giving back. I'm loving it.
What do you have for your next positive news story, sir?
Mine is not a celebrity, but she definitely should be. I have a nurse out of Kentucky. So her name is Lou Cologne. And Lou she did something amazing. She had a patient. She saw this patient had really messed up shoes. Shoelaces were torn. Shoes were stitched together. It looked like they were about to fall apart any given second. And Lou Cologne, this nurse, she just bought a pair of shoes, literally was like wearing them for the first time. So she's sitting there and something inside of her kept saying, hey, take off your shoes, take them off. And she said she was arguing with herself for a second before the voice inside of her just got loud enough to make her realize, yeah, take those off. So she ended up giving those shoes to her patient, right? This other young lady, she didn't think anything of it. She ended up finding some scrubs to put on her feet and she made a rubber sole. And she said, yeah, rubber band a little sole to the bottom so she can have something to step on. She said, yeah, this will get me to the car. This will be fine. She didn't think anything of it. But this patient, she ended up having a spouse or boyfriend with her. And once he saw the shoes, he lit up with joy. He was like, as soon as we get home, I'm getting rid of those old ones immediately. And that brought some joy to the nurse, Miss Lou. And that's the story, man. I honestly loved everything about it. It reminded me, I've seen it happen multiple times. Basketball players, coaches, other athletes take off their shoes and give it to somebody else so they can have a better pair of shoes or whatever the case may be. And to see it in see a nurse do it in a hospital or even in a doctor's office, I just think it's amazing, man. I didn't know you can actually do that in that type of atmosphere, if that makes any sense. I've only seen it in sports. So to me, this one was extra special.
You ever heard the phrase, I'll sell the shirt off my back? She was willing to give the shirt off her back or the shoes on her feet to help someone that she had no idea about.
Quotes by JP.
Feel good Friday moment right there. Absolutely. Nothing else to say. But before we get to our last three positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each. Because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Well, the other weekend, it was, you know, the wifey's birthday. In between my daughter losing teeth, we went to the circus. We found out it was coming, and I'm asking the wife what she wants to do for her birthday. And she's like, let's just do some family events or something. We ended up finding the circus. We got some front row tickets, literally front row. And first time I ever did anything like that, we thought it was the coolest thing ever. We were the first one in lines. Edna and Layla could ride the elephants. So I got to watch my wife and my daughter ride an elephant. And I'm super grateful for that because it just made me feel like a little kid where I was jealous holding my son. Like, oh, it's okay. It'll be us in a couple of years. So yeah, I'm grateful for those moments, man.
I'm grateful for allergy medicine because the weather has been shifting here in Oklahoma. And if you haven't been to Oklahoma, the wind blows a lot. We go from like really hot days to like cool days to like really hot sometimes in the span of 3 hours. Yeah, allergies suck. Took a Benadryl for the first time in my life. I was like, this works. Why did this take me over 3 decades to try?
Oh, that was me at 23, maybe 24. So about 10 years ago. Yeah, I remember definitely thinking like, why haven't I been taking allergy medicine before? This works.
What is it with men and not taking medicine? It doesn't even cross our mind. That's why women live longer.
Yeah, they were like, Edna got mad at me for not reading directions. She's like, why don't you just follow the directions? I'm like, what are you talking about, directions? She said, men. I'm like, what did I do?
Speaking of women living longer, we love International Women's Day and Women's History Month. It was last March. It was also Barbie's 65th birthday. So the doll brand announced that it was adding new dolls to its role models collection, based on real-life singers and actresses around the world. They're not for sale, but they're one-of-a-kind dolls made to honor women, meant to introduce girls to a remarkable women's story to show them you can be anything. I think that's absolutely wonderful. It's Viola Davis, Shania Twain, Helen Mirren, and there's so many of them. I'm just going to stop there because there's literally 16 of them. But the idea is that, Tim, you have a daughter.
Absolutely.
You show her these dolls and you tell her the backstory of all of them. You could do it the rest of the month. And then she knows, oh, I can be anything. Because there's tech women in there, actresses, artistes, teachers, scientists. It's just absolutely wonderful idea. We also love here at the Positive Truth Podcast inclusion, because when we were growing up, there were not very many people like us that were ever, let's just say, in charge. And showing that at a young age, we think is absolutely wonderful. So shout out to Barbie.
Yeah, I actually love it, man. It's crazy because Barbie, they got so much like just negative media because they only had the skinny blonde girl and they turned that around. And now they include everybody and everything and let people know it's more about the brains and creative mind than anything. I'm loving everything about Barbie these days.
So you're going to dress up as Ken for Halloween and then let Layla be Barbie?
I'm positive that's going to happen like at 9-10 years old. I'm just doing my best to wait. Man, everything's changed in my household. These kids are getting big way too fast, man.
You're never going to get your Power Rangers Halloween.
I'm arguing it still. It's months away from October and I'm arguing it literally this month. We've been arguing for 2 weeks about what we're going to do for Halloween. I'm losing this battle, man. I'm ready to like... I'm not
Tim is lying. Anymore. Tim is lying to the listeners. He's been arguing for 7 years before the child came, and he hasn't won once yet. Oh. So we all know who's actually in charge, and that's Edna.
You know what's
happy
funny?
Wife, happy wife.
Nah, man, we're gonna be Power Rangers. She ain't gonna be happy this Halloween.
Okay, you said that. 2023, 2022, 2021, 2020, 2019, 2018. And you told it in 2017 whenever you found out you were having Layla. So I'm just going to throw it out there that you haven't been right yet. But you have been right about these positive news stories. So what do you have for your last one?
Oh, depression. My last one is pretty awesome, man. So there's this organization and they're doing something that I actually have not heard of. The organization is called Wheels for Winners. And how Wheels for Winners works, you have to submit that you've completed 10 hours of community service for any organization in Madison, Wisconsin. After you do so, you get to drive off with a bike. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. You just get to ride off with a bike. Any type of bike that they have there. So this organization is a donation organization. You donate your bike or you donate bike parts, whatever the case may be. And they do everything they possibly can to build a bike with whatever material you're able to give them from old bikes that you have in the garage, etc. No bike goes to waste. Anything that they're not able to use, they ship it off somewhere else so somebody else can try to get it, put it together and make use of it. So what they're doing is getting all these bikes donated to them, and then they're able to give away bikes by people doing community service in their community. It's genius. They've been donated about 700 bikes, and they gave away 400 of them. So they have enough bikes to spare. All they need are people to do the work in their community, be servants for others. And I thought this was a 10 out of 10 idea. Not only are they building bikes and helping their community with bicycles, they're actually putting events together to help show you how to maintain your bikes. They put together 12 events this last year alone where they were showing you how to, you know, maintain your bike. I think this is amazing because we talk about it already. There's all these bike lanes all across America getting put in communities. Just like in Oklahoma City, there's a bunch of bike lanes. People just need to get up and use it. And the thing is, not everybody can afford a bike. So people like them, organizations like them, Wheels for Winners, are how people are gonna get healthier, how people are gonna keep staying green, and how I'm just gonna keep smiling with these positive news stories, man. Shout out to them.
And save money on bikes. That's a great name. Wheels for Winners, 10 out of 10 name. Also, how did this organization start? Do you have that in the article?
I do not have that in this article, unfortunately.
So this is my hypothetical. I don't know if this is true. Caveat. What it sounds like to me is that somebody liked putting bikes together. And they were like, they put the bike together. They took it apart. And it was like their hobby. And they probably saw someone giving a bike away. And they're like, nah, give it to me. I got this. So they can continue their hobby of making bikes and like fixing them. And then they have this idea, like, you donate to us, then we'll donate it back to you. Everyone wins. They get to continue their hobby of fixing bikes. People get free bikes in the community. And then they get to teach people in their little once a month conferences how to maintain their bikes. So they're just creating the cycle of love and positivity for something they enjoy.
Love and positivity leading to more love and positivity? Who knew with the positive truth?
Who knew? Who also knows about the quote for today, Tim?
Ooh, I got one. I have no special talent. I am only passionately curious. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.